Today's daf in the Sanhedrin is daf Nun Aleph, seventh parak, the middle of Arba Mitot, and we've been dealing with the relationship of skila to sreifa, the machlokas between the Chachomim and the Tanakh, between the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon. And we came to the very strange braita, which we've been examining step by step. We learned yesterday the first parts of the braita, like three lines up in the middle of the page. It's at the end of the line. Bat Kohen. Right. So you said in the braita that it says Bat Kohen. So I might have thought Ein li ela she niseit la Kohen. That's only if she marries a Kohen, which already sounds crazy. Niseit Levi. How about if she marries a Levi or a Yisrael or an Ovi Kechovim or a Halal or an Atin or a Mamzer? How do we know that in any of these circumstances she is still chayevet in sreifa? Minayim. Talmud lomar bat ish kohen, to tell me that it really doesn't matter. The function of the kohen is in terms of the father, the ish kohen. Afa pisheina kohenet. Even though she's not considered to be a full kohenet, we're not interested in her, we're interested in the father. I don't understand what this is supposed to mean, asks the Gemara. Mishum de insevulu halahani, lav bat koheni. What is that supposed to mean? Why would we have thought that it depends on who she marries, that that's going to define whether she's a bat kohen? Vitu, I mean, I don't understand. This word vitu is not really a very good word and probably should be taken out, as some of the girsaot have. They don't, because it's all one thought. She's not a bat kohen. Midi kohenet la kohen ktiv. Does it say somewhere over here that a kohenet who marries a kohen? It says a bat ish kohen, and that's all that we need, and that's what it says. So, answers the Gemara, it's actually a reference to the hava mina that would have come from the word ki techel liznot. So here it says, if a bat kohen becomes mechulelet through znut, and also means, of course, beginning her chilul, so that would imply that she is not mechulelet until the moment that she goes out to be mezana. So the whole din is spoken of a case where she now is mechalelet herself with this nut. Avalha, in these cases where she went, for example, she married the mamzer, so that she's already a chalala. So if she's a chalala, then maybe the Torah is not giving her this din of ki techel is not. Because kiven de kombatchel of a kaima mi kara. The Omar Mar, because after all, we have a general rule, which states, ubat kohen ki tiyel ish zar. If a bat kohen marries an ish zar, meaning someone who is not ro'uila, he betrumata kodashim lo tochel. So if that's the case, I would say that here she's no longer considered to be a bat kohen, because kivan shenivala la pasula pasla. So an izar for sure would pasul her. And the truth is, let's move up the scale, even if she goes and marries a Levi and a Yisroel, she's also psula in a sense, because since, as we know, it's only upon the death of her husband that we say vishava el beit avia kinu ureha, that then she can go back to her father's home and eat betrumata kodashim, michlal dechi ita gabei, as long as she is with that husband, that Levi, Lord help us, or that Yisrael, certainly she's not really a full kohenet. And therefore, ema lo tidon b'sreifa. The halach would be that she's not chayevet in sreifa, because she is not a full bat kohen that is techel. She is already a bat kohen who is mechulelet to some extent or another. Perhaps even technically mechulelet if she married a pasula. And therefore, kamashma and the pasuk don't even look at her and her history. Is she a bat ish kohen? That's all that's important. Kamashmalan. Now this, by the way, is not even true Aliba de Rabbi Meir. Aliba de Rabbi Meir, a bat kohen who has already suffered the indignity of becoming a chalala, is no longer called a bat kohen. D'tanya, bat kohen shenisait liYisrael. And she has no right to eat truma. So she goes ahead and she eats truma accidentally. Vachla truma. What's interesting is though, even though she's not allowed to eat truma, she's not given the din of a zara that eats truma. A Yisrael that would eat truma pays an additional chomesh besides the keren. She does not. She's mishalemet at a keren because she was gozelet, basically. So she owes the money of the truma, which she had no right to, but eina mishalemet at a chomesh. And she's not a zara, because if she's mizana, she has the din of a bat kohen, umitata bisreifa. However, if she was niseta echad min hapsulim, and now she's a chalala, she has no kedushat akuna at all. She has a din of a zara, mitata bishalemet keren v'chomesh like any other Yisraelite, umitata b'chenek, divrei Rabbi Meir, which is really very consistent, because a kohen who is a chalal is not a kohen. So a kohenet is a chalala is not a kohenet. So says Rabbi Meir, shelo kedivrei abraita that we just had, that indeed we do not only look at the bat ish kohen. The question is she still herself a kohenet? V'chachomim omrim, zo v'zo, mishalmot keren v'lo chomesh, umitatan b'sreifa. That there's no din of losing her kedushat akuna other than the gabi achilat truma. But as far as turning her into a zara, as we just said in the Braita, we look at Bat Ish Kohen. So it's indeed a machloket Tanaim. Partially. I mean, not the marriage to the Levi and the Yisrael, but the last part. Yeah. No. Because it isn't true that she's really Malala. It means something else. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Now, here was the craziest part of the Braita, where Rabbi Eliezer says, et avia bisreifa ve'et chamia biskila. What in the world? My et avia ve'et chamia, what do you mean? Do you mean she sleeps with her father? Or she sleeps with her father-in-law? What does that have to do with the Bat Kohen? Are we analyzing now the Arayot for some reason in the middle of a Braita about the din of a Bat Kohen? Anybody who sleeps with a father is chayev sreifa, and anybody who sleeps with her father-in-law is chayev skila? So ilay met avia meaning me avia. That is to say that she was mizana me avia. And et chamia means me chamia. So what does that have to do with being a bat kohen? My area of bat kohen, which is the whole topic of our discussion, the analysis of that pasuk word for word, to throw into that analysis something that would be true, afilo bat Yisrael nami, is outrageous. So it couldn't possibly mean that. Because the overall din is always bito bisreifa, v'kalato biskila v'zeoze. So we're forced to conclude that it means something strange. Et avia means together with avia. That is to say, nothing to do with the znut. Where is she living, so to speak? And whose reshut is she? So if she's still living at home, meaning she's an arusa, or if she's not living at home, she's living with her in-laws, which means that she's a nesua. And odd, but what else can we say? So then et avia would mean bereshut avia. The et chamia would mean bereshut chamia. Now that leads to another problem. It leads to a problem in being halachically inconsistent. Because we had, once again, to remind you, the big machloket about the missing case that we have between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. The missing case being that there's no mention in the Torah of specifically the din of a bat kohen who is a na'ara hama'urasa. And that is the big question. This is ignored both in the parsha of Na'ara Murasa, where the Torah doesn't tell us whether we're talking about anyone or we're talking about a Yisrael as opposed to a Bat Kohen. And it's ignored in the parsha of Bat Kohen Kitechel Liznot, where we're not told if that's a reference to a Na'ara Murasa or it's a reference to a Nesua or to anybody. So we had our big machloket between the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon, and that was the machloket that appears to be the source of the overall machloket, what is chomer, skilo or sreifa. So if you learn that the overall meaning of the pasuk bat kohen ki techel iznot, which is a din in sreifa, applies to a nara hamurasa, who is a kohenet as well, so it's across the board, as Rabbi Shimon has said, look, the Torah has removed remove the bat kohen from the klal of no eif and no efet, which is bechenek, and from the other klal of anara murasa. And it's saying, look, when it comes to kohanot, don't look at any of the klal. The klalim are referring to benot Yisrael. But as far as the bat kohen is concerned, it's always besreifa. So then obviously sreifa is more chomer than skila, because otherwise it's absurd. We come out with a situation in which when it comes to the anara murasa, the bat kohen is more kal than the bat Yisrael, which is impossible. So it must be, concludes Rabbi Shimon, that the bat kohen is always besreifa, bein nesu'a bein arusa, which of course is not what Rebbe Eliezer is saying. Rebbe Eliezer is saying it depends whether she's an arusa or if she's a nesu'a. So it certainly can't be going only by Rabbi Shimon. Always, now the Chachomim hold that actually the most chomor case is the case of skila, which is given to any na'ara ha'mu'urasa, which includes the bat kohen. And they don't look at this lifting the Kohanim out of the klal completely. On the contrary, the Torah changes the klal not in terms of the kuhuna, but in terms of the difference between arusa and nesua. That's how the Chachomim view it. And therefore, who would he be making that statement like? According to Rabbanan? Rabbanan hold, it's the case of the arusa is beskila. And over here it says just the opposite. Over here it says, if she's et aviyah meaning in the rishus of her father, you're trying to tell me, which means that she's a nara ha-mu'urasa, you're claiming that the nara ha-mu'urasa is the one et aviyah is besreifa. But that's not true, according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the chumra of the Nara Murasa is that the Nara Murasa is biskila. So it's exactly the opposite. So this is not working out according to anybody. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't work out because it's backwards. According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't work out because it's not true. He holds both the Arusa and the Nisua Bisrefa. And over here, we're being mechalek between the Nisua and the Arusa. So it can't be him either. Now, it is true that we have a third shita later on. Because if you consider, there's actually a third alternative to what to do with the blank case. What to do with the blank case is to say that the only thing that the Torah is saying is different is the case of anara murasa across the board. That's what's different. And therefore, when it's referring to the bat kohen, it's telling us the din of anara murasa bat kohen. And when it's referring to a bat Yisrael, it's telling us the din of a bat Yisrael, who's anara murasa. But the nesu'a is left in the klal. So this is a third alternative, which would mean that according to Rabbi Yishmael, all nesu'ot have one din. What is that din? Chenek. That's the normal din of a married woman, a no'ef and a no'afet. The din is that they're chayev chenek. Where did the Torah ever change that klal? The only place where it changed that klal was in the case of a nara murasa. Now, it's not changed in the same way. It's changed for Yisrael to skila and for a bat kohen for sreifa. But the point is that over here, that would be not even consistent with Rabbi Yishmael. Because according to Rabbi Yishmael, he says that only the arusa is chayevet in sreifa velo nisua, which would mean that et chamia, as you're now defining it, in the reshus, meaning she's now with her in-laws, so that she's a nisua, the din is that she would be chayevet chenek, not skila. So it doesn't work out according to anybody. That's cheneku. So now we've got a real problem. We can't interpret Rabbi Eliezer as meaning et aviyah v'et chamia, that she slept with her father or her father-in-law, because then it's irrelevant to the dinim of the kohen, to the bat kohen. We can't explain that what Rabbi Yishmael is talking about is she in the reshut of the father or the reshut of chamia, because then it's inconsistent lahalacha with all three of the known approaches to understanding the relationship of the klal to the yotzei min haklal. And again, it's very important to remember that that's the important issue here. We do have a klal, and we have a yotzei min haklal. So the klal is a no'ef and no'afet, mot yumata, no'ef and no'afet, that's a klal. That's the simplest klal. And that klal is chenek. All mitak tuva betorah stam is chenek. According to Rabbi Shimon, well, we really have two klals. We have the klal of a murasa versus the general klal of noef and oaf, and then we have the noef and oaf. So therefore, we have different approaches of what we mean when there's a yotzei min haklal. But there's certainly three possibilities to yotzei min haklal. Yotzei min haklal, but every arusa is yotzei min haklal of chenek, which is Rabbi Yishmael. Now it depends if she's an arusa bas Yisrael or she's an arusa bat kohen. One is beskila, one is besreifa. And then we have Rabbi Shimon, who says, well, the yotzei min haklal, in this case, is the bat kohen, from all klal. So therefore, she's either now, she's going to be more than the typical nisua, because a bat kohen is besreifa. She'll be more than the typical arusa, because she's besreifa. Because after all, srifa is more karma than skila. That's Rabbi Shimon's sheet. According to Rabbanan, we have a klal, but the yotzei min haklal is the bat kohen. The bat kohen is in a situation where she would be niskelet, but the yotzei min haklal is also the arusa. So therefore, it can't possibly mean any of the two things. So what does Rebbe Eliezer mean for heaven's sakes? And says the Gemara, well, here's how Ravin sent the explanation in a tshuva in the name of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. Kach hi hatza'a shel Mishnah. Look, the girsa, I know you're tempted to change the girsa because it really doesn't make sense. However, the girsa you have it is correct. And the way to understand it is that Rabbi Eliezer is following the shita of the Rabbanan, that the arusa, the nara murasa, will be chamur biskila, and the nesua is bisreifa. So how exactly do you understand then the meaning of Rebbe Eliezer's statement? Well, it's a bit complex, and you'll have to accept that we'll need to insert some unwritten words here. And therefore, what Rebbe Eliezer was doing is he's saying the following. He is saying, Hachikama, Koshahu lemata mimitat avia. In any case where you have something which is less chamur than the mita that would have been hers had she slept with her father. So in other words, if you've got a mita which is up to avia, me avia, and down. So anything below sreifa. So if she's chayevet in a mitah, which is less than sreifa, what would that be? A case of chenek. Chenek would be less than sreifa. So then that would be a nesua. Since we're talking about kohen, she's actually given mitat avia. That's the point. So whatever would have been the equivalent of me avia, she's given avia, which is sreifa. Kol shehu, in a case which would have been by a bat Yisrael, more than mitat avia, and it would have been the similar to the mitat chamia, which is beskila. So if it's more, in other words, we're looking at benchmarks, not situations and not events. So remember, the first approach was the event. She slept with her father, she slept with her father-in-law. The second explanation was rishut, with her father, with her father-in-law, in terms of being an arusa or a nisua, respectively. His approach now in this tshuva, Ravin, is that it's a benchmark, up to her father or above her father. So up to her father means a mita that would have been less than sreifa, which is chenek, is then given sreifa. Above her father, which would have been referring to an arusa, which is beskila, thereby a bat kohen is also given skila, because skila is chomer than sreifa, which is consistent with the shita of the chachamim, not like the shita of Rabbi Shimon, or like Rabbi Yishmael. And so this is the strange way that Rebbe Eliezer chose to put it. Vachikama. Kosher lamata, anything which is lower than the benchmark mita, of mitat avia. And what would that case be? That would be the case of the nisua bat Yisrael, which is bechenet. Dil nisua bat Yisrael bechenet. In this case, as a bat kohen, she would get the same mitat avia, which is why we use it as the benchmark, because now it becomes the benchmark for the set of where she is and the mita that she's going to get. So she'll be given the same mita as if she had slept with her father, which is that she was besreifa. Ko shehi, if she hadn't been a bat kohen, would have been lamala mimitat avia, according to Chachamim, which would be what? An arusa bat Yisrael, because the din of an arusa bat Yisrael in general is that what's the din? Biskila. So here too, as a bat kohen, she is b'mitat chamiya, b'skila. And there, it's completely consistent with the sheet of the Rabbanan. It's just a little weird. This is a perfectly good explanation, except for one minor problem. The language is just outrageous. Matkifla Rabbi Yirmiya, come on. Does it say anything about above, below, benchmarks? What? How do you take and twist a braita like that? Midi, lamala, lamata, katani. I can't believe somebody could read it like that. Elam Rabbi Yirmiya. Look, we've got to find a more direct explanation. I say the pshat is, le'olam kirabi Yishmael. I say, actually, the reason this strikes us as strange is because it's going on Libra Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that the only one that is different is Davka the Arusa, not the Nisua. So that the Nisua indeed has the halacha of Bechenet. So what he's really saying is like this, Fahikama, et avia, go back to the way you understood it originally, at least for the first part. So et avia means indeed Bershut avia, and that is Bisreifa. The et chamia, meaning if she is mezana with chamia, then and only then would she get skila. But if it wouldn't be from her father-in-law herself that she's sleeping with, then she would only be chayevet chenet. So at least that way, the language is consistent, although, of course, it's being used in different directions, which I agree is a little weird. But it's not as weird as throwing in words about lamata lamala. Oh, my Rava, oh, come on. This is supposed to be better? I mean, make up your mind. Either et means with, sleeping with, or et means in the reshus of. It can't mean different things in the same sentence. So, my shna, I understand how you could just pluck out of a hat what it means. Oh, edi the edi mamash. Either the word et means she's sleeping with, literally, chavia or chamia. Oh, edi the edi reshut. Oh, look what you've done. You've taken the first et, and you've turned it into being in the reshut of the father. And the second et chamia, you've turned it into sleeping with chamia. And somebody's supposed to understand a sentence like that, and you consider that to be an improvement on lamala lamata. No. Throw that out. There's only one possible explanation, says Rav. Le'olam k'Rabbi Shimon. There's no way out of this. Rabbi Eliezer obviously is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And he holds that Tzreifa is more chamur. And therefore, the Arusa is the one that's chayevet in Tzreifa. And when it comes to the Nisu'ah, what Rabbi Eliezer, interestingly enough, holds is, now here is a completely novel shita. What we should do is, you're telling me that the Torah has left it blank. Okay, so I have a great idea. Instead of looking for simplistic solutions, the Torah is telling us all Nara Murasot, Kohen or Yisrael, are all Skila. Nah. Rabbi Yishmael's approach. All Bat Kohens are Besreifa, whether they're Nesua or whether they're Arus. Nah. I say the Torah is being very clear. What the Torah is trying to do, says Rebbe Eliezer, is give us the interrelationship first. Each time it's one level up. Therefore, what he's saying is this. It means, Le'olam k'Rabbi Shimon, except slightly different. So Rebbe Eliezer says, look, the Nesua of the Bat Kohen is Ke'arusa. So just like the Arusa goes up one darga. Chad darga maskinan la. Miskila, she's a Bat Kohen and therefore she goes up a level. So had she been a Bat Yisrael, she would have been Chayevet Skila. She's now a Bat Kohen. She goes up to the level of Sreifa, right? Same thing is true about the Nesua. You say, but the Nesua, we weren't told it. Well, it doesn't matter. What we do is, we go up one level. Now, it's true, the only level that's given to us about a Nesua is Chenet. Okay, but the Bat Kohen doesn't go all the way up to Sreifa, which is two levels up. So therefore, to be consistent, bring her up one level. So Chadarga Maskina La, take her from Chenek to the next level up, which is Skila. So therefore, take the information that's been given to you. What is that information? The only information that we know is that when it comes to the relationship between the Bat Kohen, who is the Arusa, according to Rabbi Shimon, and in that case, she's going to go to Sreifa. The Bat Yisrael is the Arusa. In that case, she's going to be going to Skila. Okay, so what is the relationship now? The relationship is a Kohenet is one level above a Bat Yisrael. If you're ready to say that that removes from the general klal of Noef v'Noafet, removes the Kohenet, does it really make sense to say it removes her in exactly the same way, whether she's an Arusa or an Nesua? Why would that have to? There's two issues here. The factors are first arusa v'nisua, which is true about anybody, true about a bat Yisrael too. Then there's another issue. What is the relationship of being a Kohenet versus being an Israelite? What are you mixing up the two for? So why would we say, the way you understand, is that according to Rabbi Shimon, we're left with no option but to say, well, Bat Kohen means across the board. She's going to be skilled. No. She's going to be now a Sreifa. She's going to be one step above the Bat Yisrael. So if the Klal of the Bat Yisrael is Chenek, as a Nesua, then the Klal of a Bat Kohen will be one up, skilled. According to Rabbi Shimon. If she's an Arusa, it's also one up. The whole thing moves one up. So that she now goes up to Sreifa, and the Bat Yisrael goes up to Skila. That's all. So you could change the Darga of the Chumrah either by being an Arusa versus a Nesua, or by being a Bat Kohen versus a Bat Yisrael. That's beautiful. Perfectly consistent, other than the obvious problem of the fact that Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that. But, okay, but really it's sort of like Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi, that in Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, Nisu'aka Arusa, just like the Arusa goes up one level, Chad Darga Maskinan La, from the Skila that she would have had a Bat Yisrael to the Sreifa that she has as a Bat Kohen, Af Nisu'a Chad Darga Maskinan La, from the Chenek that she would have had, were she a Nisu'a Bat Yisrael, to the Skila that she should have now as a Bat Kohen. Now are we happy? Doesn't that work out beautifully? So this is Rebbe Eliezer, and it's not a surprising shita. Matkifla Rebbe Chanina, what do you mean it's not a surprising shita? But Ini ve'ide, Rebbe Shimon says, was bisreifa. I mean, what are you going to say? That Rebbe Eliezer has made up a completely new shita. You tell me, where does that come from, this completely new shita? I mean, either he holds of the binyanav that we're going to see later that Rebbe Yishmol talks about, in which we've already seen, is a comparison of the etaviyahi michalelet, is a reference dafka to Ana Arusa. But if that would be the case, then he would have no right to change the nisua at all, because the Torah is only talking about the Arusa. If he holds like Rabbi Shimon, the only thing that Rabbi Shimon can point to as a raya is the fact that the Bat Kohen, which was, we're not given any further information as to whether it's an Asua or an Arusa, that the Bat Kohen is taken out of the clock. That's all. Now, it's all very nice to say, well, but it's only fair. But I mean, there's absolutely no makor for that. You can't all of a sudden create a relationship out of pure air and say, makes sense that it should be that way. Everyone else is based on an analysis of the psukim, a gzera shava, a binyan av. I mean, what in the world? Where'd that come from? Don't try to sneak it by saying he holds of Rabbi Shimon. He does not hold of Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, says Ravina, there's only one option that's left. The old gears have changed. And that will make everything very simple. That would be the Gruz approach. It's all great, all wonderful, very terrible, but...
Isn't that kind of cheating?
Not when you run out of options. El Amar Ravina La'olam Kirabanan. Look, it must be Rabbi Eliezer just saying what the Rabbanan is saying, and you have to switch around the Girsa. It has to say et Aviyah Biskila, et Chamiyah Bisreifa. How do you understand how that happened? I mean, because someone saying it over thought that it meant Aviyah, meaning sleeping with Aviyah, that is indeed Bisreifa, and therefore changed the Aviyah to Sreifa and the Chamiyah Biskila because it was such a blatant error. You know, I mean, who would talk about Aviyah in terms of Skila when you're talking about Chamiyah in terms of Sreifa? That makes no sense. The Skila. Therefore, I say it really did say Aviyah Biskila and Chamiyah Bisreifa, which is perhaps the very reason why you'd want to state it that way, because it's such a violation of common sense. What? Isn't it? What you mean is when it's in the Rishut Av. Okay. Why say it that way? By the comma et avia. So, I mean, why would you say, instead of saying the way you normally would in the Rishus of the father, why not just say Arusa? Why say et avia? Haven't we been talking about a pasuk that says et aviyahi mechalelet? So if you're a poet, don't you want to use that language? Here's an analysis of a pasuk et aviyah. Now, if it was really et aviyah in terms of being an arusa, then this would be the din. So then already you start saying et chamiyah. And it's true that that's strange, but it's certainly a poetic usage when you're now using the lashon of et aviyahi mechalelet in a pasuk. So that explains why he would say such a strange lashon. So Heidi Kamer et avia sircha be'almanakat. He got stuck on that earworm of et avia, et avia, et avia. Yes, indeed, et avia would be yes b'sreifa. So therefore, b'skila with the changing. So we don't really have an entirely satisfactory explanation of Rebbe Eliezer. This braita seems to have been written specifically to be very jarring. It's difficult to avoid that impression. Omrim Nachman, Omer Rabba Barvua, Omer Rav. As far as the halach of how to understand this, it's much more likely, despite the fact that nobody enjoyed it very much, was the approach of Rovin's Shuv, benchmarking it, right, in which he changed the meaning of et to be lamata and lamala. At least that was consistent. We didn't have to change any girsaot. And the only thing we needed to understand is that he wanted to use avia as a benchmark. But, I mean, if you put it all together, I think that's the most reasonable approach. And that's how we should paskin. Omer Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? That's how we should paskin. Hilchat ala Mashiach. I mean, well, I understand. You want to paskin something that's irrelevant? Rabbi misunderstood him and thought that what he was upset about was the fact that he was paskining a din in mitot beit din, which are not really nogei ala halacha. To which Abaya said, so I suppose we should cut out the entire Seder Kachim, right? I mean, because it's Hilchot Ala Mashiach. What kind of time is that? Elameata Shchitat Kodashim Lo Likne. Why does anybody learn Zvochim anymore, according to you? You say the same thing. Hilchot Ala Mashiach. I mean, what's the explanation for that? Drosh V'Kabel Sachar? Tzachinami Drosh V'Kabel Sachar? What do you care if I tell you the halacha? Please, I'm explaining to you that you're not discussing anything that has halachic meaning. That's what I'm saying. Hilchata. What are you saying? The word halacha, like, this has to do with halacha. It has nothing to do with halacha. You're asking, what did Rebbe Eliezer mean? You want to discuss that with Rebbe Eliezer after Tchiyat HaBitim? You're welcome to discuss it with Rebbe Eliezer. But to walk around and talk about a sugya d'shmaitata, you're talking about how to understand a statement, and you're using the word halacha loosely. This is not nogei al halacha at all. So sugya d'shmaitata halacha k'omar. We were only trying to understand what he was saying. What he was saying is irrelevant to the halacha anyway. The halacha is a function of the three given shitot, and that's a different issue. Who cares, really? I mean, you want to understand because of the sugya, fine. So whatever you think, I don't know. But you certainly don't call that a halacha. If you want to tell us what you think is most reasonable, just say bistaver, like his approach. But don't use the word halacha. Next thing you know, people will be telling you halachas of how to think. This is ridiculous. I'm just keeping you verbally on track here. That's what I'm saying. Now, this Rabbi Yishmael was sort of introduced here in a very sneaky way. Until now, we thought life was simple, and all we had was the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon. All of a sudden, you're talking about Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that actually a Bat Kohen is also Bechenek. What is that based on? My Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya. Ubat ish kohen, ki techel is not. I say, says Rabbi Shmuel in the Braita, that this is a reference to a na'ara ha'me'urasa, who is a bat kohen ha'katub medaber. Perhaps it's referring to all bat kohens, afil nesua. Well, Talmud lomar, ish asher yin afet eshet reyehu, mot yumat hanoef hanoafet, and stam mitaz, we'll see later, is chenek. So therefore, that is the given klal, right? Hakol ayu beklal hanoef hanoafet. Now, we do find one place where the Torah was motzi from the klal. What is that case? That is the case of a bat Yisrael, who's a nara murasa, and a bat kohen, who's a nara murasa. So now, everything adds up. There is one place, and only one place, which is a violation of the klal. That is Nara Murasa. Great. Now let's take a look at the relevant dinim of that Nara Murasa. Well, it depends if she's a Bat Yisrael, who is Biskila, or she's a Bat Kohen, where it says that it's Bisreifa. So in exactly the same way that the violation of the klal of an oifen ohafet for a bat Yisrael was a reference to an arusa specifically, v'lo nesu'ah, that is exactly what is meant by the bat kohen. Kishotzia katuv bat kohen l'sreifa, it's also a reference to arusa, v'lo nesu'ah. As far as zomemeha are concerned, if they're coming to be machayev mita to a noef and a noafet who have different dinim than the typical case, and of course as far as bo'ala, what the din would be of the male, well, I mean, that's included in the Pasuk Vasitam Lo Kasher Zamam. Of course, it's outrageous since the one who is Boel has nothing to do with Vasitam Lo Kasher Zamam. The way this Braita is stated is absurd. Bo'ala, Kasher Zamam, what are you talking about? How in the world is a Boel excluded from the case? Ela, what it means is zomemeha, that are coming now to be mechayev, these two noafim, they are included in the mitat bo'ala, which of course would be dependent on who shita you understand, the chiev of the noef. In this case, if she would be besreifa, he would be beskila, because she's a nara hamu'urasa. So then it's only the bat kohen ali, but the Rebbe Shmuel now, that's more chamura. So the male would be chayev skila, and the female would be chayev sreif. And therefore, if the zomemim come along, and they're being mechayev, the male skila and the female sreifa, which mitah do they get? Kasher zaman lasot le'achiv, v'lo la'achoto. Now the truth is, of course, that you could support the language of the Braita. Because once the Braita has told us l'achiv v'lo l'achoto, it's obvious there's a difference between l'achiv v'lo l'achoto. So therefore, that itself really does tell you that bo'ala is a different mita. But the mikor, bo'ala, is the approach to the zomemea. What we're trying to say is zomemea are included in mitat bo'ala, mishum shenema v'asitam lo kasher zamam la'asod la'achiv v'lo l'achoto, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so now Rabbi Yishmael is learning that the din of the bat kohen that is yotzei min haklal of a no'ef and no'afet must be the same din as the bat Yisrael that is yotzei min haklal of the no'ef and no'afet. Just like the specific yotzei min haklal of a bat Yisrael to skila is a na'ara ha'mu'urasa, so too is the bat kohen a na'ara ha'mu'urasa. Says Rabbi Akiva, not true. Achat arusa ve'achat nesu'ah is actually included in bat kohen, because the Torah does not distinguish between the arusa and the nesu'ah. It's all bisreifa, which is Rabbi Shimon's approach. Yochol afilu pnuya. Now, you'll say, since it only says ki techel is not, perhaps that would include the pnuya as well. Ah, for that, I look at the word aviha. Ne'amar kan aviha, ve'ne'amar lahalan aviha. Now, we do look at the way that it says aviha imechalelet, and it also says aviha in the case of the normal bat Yisrael. It also says aviha. So it says, otsiatanao petach beit aviha, liznot beit aviha. And over there, it's a reference to the skila. But what we learn out is, just like the aviyah that is said by the bat Yisrael, it specifies that she was mizana beit aviyah as nara ha'mu'urasa. So therefore, it's znut im zikat ha'ba'al. Afkan znut im zikat ha'ba'al. Says Rabbi Shrona, wait a minute. You're not being consistent. You're saying that that's motzi from the pnuya? That should be motzi from the nesua. You just said zikat ha'baal. The zikat ha'baal over there is only a nara morasa. So you're being tremendously inconsistent. You're telling me, well, the Torah is not mechalek between one and the other. Oh, okay. So then it means znut of any kind. Then you tell me, well, no, I actually learned it out from a gzera shava of aviya. Oh. Well, if that's the case, then it's a nara muras. How do you? No, it's just whatever it says. If you're serious about that, so then it's nara murasa. I mean, you can't have it both ways. Either it's a nara murasa specifically, or it's even a pnuya. But I don't understand how you can do both of these. So, therefore, Taina's Rabbi Yishmael, you just said the words, I was waiting for that slip. You just said the words, Ma Lahalan Znutim Zikata Baal, which was specifically as a Nara Amurusa, Afkan. So how do you get away with saying that it includes a Nisua, if you yourself are willing to learn it out from the case of the Bas Yisrael, who's a Nara Amurusa? Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Yishmael Achi. My dear Rabbi Yishmael, don't you understand that what this comes down to is ubat kohen, which is what we learned yesterday, that vav is marbe, even the nesua. Oh, says Rabbi Yishmael, I love this one. You're going to take your little vav, and now we're going to go and burn this poor girl. V'chi mipnei shata doresh bat ubat, notzi zo l'srifa. So now this poor girl is going to be taken out to be burned. Sounds like the old witch hunts to me. Im mashmala aviyat ad nisua, aviyat apnuya. V'im mashmala otziyat apnuya, otziyat anisua. I still tell you that you can't have it both ways. If you're going to be doresh that, fine, so then be doresh it all the way. We don't care about the limitations of the avia imichalelet that should tell us dafka a nara murasa. You're telling me the ubat is decha that completely. Okay, fine, if it's docha completely. We're back to a pnuya. Ah, it's not dochet. Okay, so then we're going to learn out Nara Muresa. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, he understood that Rabbi Akiva says, in all honesty, my dear brother Yishmael, I really was darshaning Ubat, not Avia Avia. So then, I don't understand. Then how did you have a right to say that we require marriage of any kind? It sounds very theoretical to say Im Zikat Abal. I love that. That's Pentagonese. You know, it's talking about an Arusa, and you turn that into Zikat Abal. I like that. Pentagonese is people moving vehicles instead of automobiles or something like that. You know, so, yeah. Or instead of a keyboard, a human-computer interface. I mean, it's not real. Obviously, it has. So I love this word, Zikat Abal. Where did we ever hear that before? So in other words, either it is Zikat Abal in the way that the Pasuk means it, as an Ara Murasa, or it's Lolo Zikat Abal, as pure Znut, including a Pnuya. Rabbi Akiva says, now wait a minute. It isn't an all or nothing proposition. There are two limudim over here. There's one limud from the Gzera Shava of Avia to Avia, which indeed left to itself would have meant Dafka, as you are insisting, Dafka and Arus, who's a Nara Amuras. Okay. However, there's also the Ubat, the extra Vav, which comes to mitigate the Gzera Shava. So both have to be taken into consideration. Hani Gzera Shava, to tell us we need some Zikat Abal, and that excludes the case of the Pnuya, Lemu'ute Pnuya, and Ahani Bat Ubat, Lerabot et Hanisua. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Rabbi Yishmael thought, you tell me Bat Ubat, I thought that you weren't really taking Migzera Shava seriously. Shma mina hadar by Migzera Shava. Okay, now Rabbi Yishmael actually is left with that little vav. Because according to him, the Gzeira Shav is meant to be taken entirely as it's stated. The Aviyah Himichalelet is meant to be understood in the context of Liznot Beit Aviyah by Yisraelit, and it must mean an Aram Urasa. So how does he explain the fact that the Torah seems to have mitigated the Gzeira Shav with the Bat Ubat? So hi Bat Ubat, my Darish Bey. And he says, Lefisha matzino shechalaka katuv bizecharim bein tamimim levaalei mumim yocho nachalok bivnot tehen. This is a very interesting halacha. Are all kohanim the same? No. Your physical stature is part of your din of kuhuna. If, as a kohen, the kohen is a bal mum, then he doesn't have a right to eat, to be makrif kach. So how do you know that the same wouldn't be true of a bat kohen? Perhaps the din of mumin is said about all kohenim. I mean, we were ready to entertain the din of chalalut being the equivalent of zarut, and indeed that's the halacha, but the chachamim argue and Rabbi Meir. So why not say that a mum affects the din of a bat kohen too? Therefore, we need bat ubat to add any bat, even a balat mum. That's a very nice drasha. So how does Rabbi Akiva indeed use the vibat, the extra vav, to tell me that we should not read the Gezeira Shava as being absolute to mean dafka nara murasa, but switch it to the word zikat habal? Well, says Rabbi Akiva, actually, I learned that out from the din and the pasuk, ki et ishei Hashem lechem Eloheihem heim makrivim v'hayu kodesh. Now that comes to tell me, that extra v'hayu kodesh, comes to tell me that Baalei Mumin are still kodesh, despite the fact that they are not personally makrivim, and therefore they eat kachim, and they're not allowed to be matame lametim, and they can't come along and say, well, we're not really calling him because we can't do the aveda. So, in other words, what does that teach you? That the din of a mum has meaning in one context only, the actual halach of being makriv. But as far as the status of kuna is concerned, doesn't affect the status of kuna. Now, why would I think that by the woman it would affect the status of the kuna? And therefore, the ubat, the extra vav, has got to be coming to tell me something else. And that is, I say, says Rabbi Akiva, to mitigate the gzera shava of avia. Rabbi Shmuel, well, says Rabbi Shmuel, now, let's not jump to conclusions. That's talking about the males. So, imiahi, hava mina hane mili inu. I would certainly have thought that that's tafka, the koanim. In other words, we would say like this. The Kohanim are up one level because they get to do the Aveda. So if they're Baalei Mumin, so now they are not able to do the Aveda, but they're still Kohanim. The women who are down one level beginning and they don't do the Aveda, so then as Baalei Mumin, they're not considered to be Kohanot at all. And they lose their Kedusha, and therefore they're not called a Bat Kohen. Comes along the Ubat to tell me, no, it's irrelevant being a Baal Mum. You see? Therefore, I say we need the actual Vav to tell me that. Kamash Malan. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel never spoke about any Gzera Shava. He apparently doesn't have a Gzera Shava. He said it's a Mamatzino, right? He said, look, it all boils down to the understanding of the relationship of the Klal and the Yotzei Min HaKlal, which, of course, is consistent with the entire way that we darsh in the Torah. It's always a question of klal and the dinim of kol ha-yotzei min ha-klal. What's the dinim of yotzei min ha-klal? It's the lalam min ha-klal, and so on and so forth. So it's all a question of how we understand the yotzei min ha-klal. Is the essential yetziya min ha-klal the din of an arusa, which is what I say, says Rabbi Shmuel? Is the essential yetziya min ha-klal the fact that she's a bat kohen? What is more fundamental? But he doesn't learn any Gezeira Shava. So apparently it was not Makaba that Gezeira Shava. So then what does he do with the words at Aviyai Mechalelet? That's an entirely theoretical issue. In what sense at Aviyai Mechalelet? Certainly her father doesn't become a halal because his daughter went out and was mezana. He never would become a halal even if he were mezana. So therefore it's absurd to say his daughter's znut causes him to lose his kahuna. So then the whole word is absolutely meaningless, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Why indeed would it be said? Now the truth is, as our president continuously pushes, he's not in the favor of Betulot particularly. So the issue really over here is the Aviyahi Mechalelet we said before. Therefore it's a big chet against the family if she's an Arusa. It's much more reflective about the father. She's still the Rishus of the father. This is the kind of daughter he has. And he's began a fresh relationship and so on. But in terms of the technical meaning of the words of Aviyah and Michalelet, in what sense, Michalelet, my darishman? Mi boy leila kiretanya. He uses it to teach us a very important halakha, which on the surface of it should have massive implications for Zman Hazeh. And that is, Lekiratanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar et Aviyahi Mechalelet. What do you mean by that? Shimayu Noagim Bo Kodesh, Noagim Bo Chol. You gave him the dinim of a coin in terms of how you treat him. You give him the first aliyah. You invite him to say Birkat HaMazon. You say Bershut HaKohen. Well, not anymore. Not if he has a daughter like that. If you were Noagim Bo Kavod, let's say he was also, besides being a Kohen, he was a Talmud Chacham who was a Kohen. So now he was getting the additional kavod of his own kavod. Noagim bo bizayon. You no longer treat him with dignity. Omrim arur shezo yalad. Arur shezo gidel. Arur sheyatsa zo mechalatzav. He is the one who raised this awful child. So according to this, that should mean that any time that a Kohen, or a Talmud Chacham for that matter, would have an unsuitable daughter who was Mizana, and certainly who went out to Tarbut Ra'ah, was Kefer, and went out to Avodat Kochavim or to atheism, should lose his dinim of the Kohen, should not be given an Aliyah as a Kohen, and should not be given the Kavod of a Kohen, and so on. Now actually, that was the Halacha. Mordechai discusses this. The Ramah paskins that the Mordechai brings from his father that this is not a chiyuv; it's a rishus. To rishus, the tzibur is not mechuyev to be noyeg about kavod. Doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to treat him without kavod or bechol. Once that's true, so the Ramah paskins that la'aloch, and the Mishnah Berurah says that bizman hazeh, because of our current situation and the fact that a parent's input is no longer as significant, it doesn't seem really right to blame the parent for the tarbut ra'ah of the children.
It's the
internet. It's obviously the unkosher phone that has led her to this state, and therefore it's the phone that should not be given the Aliyah.
Don't answer.
The Mishnah Berurah. No, because it should be a reflection. Noagim bo kavod would mean above and beyond. That's how the Torah Tamim understands it. But also some of the other mefarshim. Because otherwise, noagim bo kodesh should include noagim bo kavod. So it's different in yonim. Kodesh is liftoach rishon and so on and so forth. Kavod means somebody he has the kavod, the additional kavod of his own stature, and it would be reflective of both dinim. Omer of Ashi, you'll notice that people, when they talk about a no good child, they call him a Risha Bar Risha. So, Kaman Karina Rishia Bar Rishia, even though Lamaisa, the father, is a mensch, we call him a son of a. And therefore, I feel Rishia Bar Tzadika, what right do you have to do that? Kaman Ki Hai Tana. That's what this Tana is saying. It's saying that indeed a child reflects the parent, and therefore you have a right to call him a son of a. Well, I mean, it's really everybody. Rameir's just point. Nobody argued. It's just Haitana means the way Rameir's point. Actually, before I should speak that out, Haitana doesn't mean this Tana as opposed to another Tana. We don't find anybody arguing on that. Now, the Mishnah is very strange because it seems to be saying, what we have just spoken about, the Arba Mitot Beidin, is the Mitzvah Taniskalim. What? What did you say now? Where did you say, my Tana Diktari Zu Mitzvah Taniskalim? You didn't say anything about the Mitzvah Taniskalim here. Ah, Mishum the Tana in the previous din. We concluded by saying, Nigmar Adin, Botzirat al Saklo, Beit Askila, Gavosh Tekama, etc., 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 etc. So, up until now, we have defined for you already, as above, the Mitzvah Taniskalim. Let's move on, is what the Tana is saying. And so, I did a Gavai Lemitne, Mitzvah Tanisrafim, because we're meant now to move on to the next of the. So, the Tana wants to point out, this is the list, according to the Tanakama. We have discussed number one, according to the Tanakama, which is Skila. Let's move on to the Nisrafim, which now works out very lovely, because Rabbi Shimon says, see, first thing we discuss in our parak is the Nisrafim. So, Tadanami zu mitzvata niskalim. Omar ma, yachol afilu chilala shabbat. Chilala shabbat? Bat skilahi. Omar rava amani Rabbi Shimon. The Omar srefa chamura. Salka da'atecha mina hoel va'ach mebu'urach mona bekani derabu bu mitzvot yeterot tidon besrefa. Kamash malan. Maishna minei didei. That we should use the bat as the example? Because Salka da'atecha mina ihu. Tishtarya le shabbat lagabe avoda. Okay. But he, given the lo yishtarya shabbat lagaba, eima tidon besrefa. Kamash malan. How could you say that? It says it's not k'tiv. The Rebbe Eliezer. Domer panuya bala panuya shelolo shum mishut asa zona. O ino omer avia ela lo tziat kol adam. Ela, mind you, what do you mean avia? That she's zinta me avia. So then mayare batko ina fil bat Israel nami. The Omer Rav Amale Rav Yitzchak Bar Ovedimi atya ina hina atya ziba zima. No, no. The whole point of the pasuk is lafuke b'derava, to tell you that a bat kohen who is bezana mi'aviyah is b'sreifa, v'lo b'bat Yisrael. Kamash malan. Then you say, bat kohen ein li ela shenisait l'kohen, nisait l'levi l'Yisrael ovid kochavim, u'lechalal l'natin olamam zer minayin, Talmud lomar, bat ish kohen, afa p'sheina kohenet. What does that mean? Bishop the insipalu lahani, she's not a bat kohen. Midi kohenet la kohen k'tiv. It says a bat kohen in the pasuk. Sarkada techamina. Ki techel is not amarachmana, which means hani mile hekada kom matchala hashta. Aval ha. Kivatam kom matchala vakaima mi kora. Diomar mar ubat kohen ki tiele izar. Kivan shenivalala pasula pasla. And even the part about the Levi Yisrael Nami, I would have said, Vishava al Beit Avia Kinurea, Michlal, that up until this time, Bikiite Gabe, Lo Achla Betruma. So, Eba, Lo Tidon Bisreifa, Gamash Malan. Now, all of this is the Lord of Rebain. Tetania Bat Kohen, Shini Seikli Yisrael, Viachla Truma, is Mishalebet the Takeret, Nene Mishalebet the Tachomesh, and if she's Mizana, Mitata Bisreifa. But if she is niseit le'echad min apsulim, then she becomes a zara, and she's b'shalem b'keren v'chomesh, and if she's b'zana mitata b'chenek, Debre Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim amrim, in all cases she still remains a bat kohen, and zo v'zo b'shalmot keren v'lo chomesh, u'mitatan b'sreifa. Furthermore, back to the bride. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, et avia b'sreifa, ve'et chamia b'skila. Now, what in the world? My et avia ve'et chamia. Surely, you can't mean et avia me avia, and et chamia me chamia, because then, my ire bat kohen, afilo bat Yisrael nami. It's always that din, bito b'sreifo, b'sreifa ve'kalato b'skila. Ela, et avia must be b'rshut avia. Ve'et chamia means b'rshut chamia. Doesn't go according to anybody. Ikarabon and Amrin Nesua yatzat b'sreifa v'lo arusa. Ikarabi Shimon, both the arusa and the Nesua are b'sreifa. Ikarabi Shmuel, the arusa alone is reifa and not the Nesua, which would have left chamia to be chenek. Certainly not skila. Shalach Ravim Mishmei the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Well, the way we have the gears is correct. Kach yatzah shal mishnah. And it actually is going consistently with the Rabbanon. And what it's saying is, Archikama. Koshu lemata mimitat avia. And what would that be the case? Case would be a nisu'ah. Rabat Yisrael. Because a nisu'ah in a bat Yisrael would be bechenek. In this case, is about Kohen, she gets mitat avia, namely, sreifa. Koshi lemala mimitat avia, which according to Chachomim, is the Arusa Bat Yisrael, which is Arusa Bat Yisrael, is Biskila. So, Hachabimitat Chamia, which is Skila, which is Chamur, according to the Rabban. Matkiv La Rabbi Irmia doesn't say anything about Lamala Lamata here. Mi Lamala Lamata Katani Alam Rabbi Irmia Liolam Karabi Yishmael. Vahachika Amma. Et Avia, Breshut Avia, is Bisreifa. Et chamia, meaning getting znut mi chamia, is beskila. Whereas, v'chol adam bechenek, omarova, look, you gotta make up your mind. Mashna, either idivit is mamash to be mezana with, or idivit is bereshut. El omarova leolam kerebi shimon, v'kasov rebi liezer, nisua is indeed ki arusa, just like the arusa, moves one darga, from skila to sreifa. Maskino miskila sreifa as a bat kohen, a nisua bat kohen moves up one darga from chenek to skila. Perfect. Matkevlo Rebbe Chanina, yeah, except for one little issue, which is idi v'idi Rebbe Shimon says is b'sreifa. Elam Rebino liolam karabona, and we'll have to change the girsa et avia b'skila et chamia b'sreifa. And the only reason he uses the word et chamia et avia rather is sirach b'yalma nokat from the pasuk. Amrim Nachman, Amr Baba Bavor, Amr Ram, Halakha, Kedisholak, Ravim Mishmed, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. It's a matter of benchmarks. Amr Rav Yosef, what do you mean, Hilchata, Yochata, Lamashicha? What are you talking about? Amr Abayas, according to you, we might as well throw out Zvachim, Shchitat Kachim Lolitne. Hilchata Amri, says Rabbi Yosef. Hilchata, what's this hilchata jazz? Lomoli. Sogya de Shmaitata, halacha ka Amar. My Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana. Ubat ish kohin ki tachel iznot, bin na'ara v'hi arusa katuv medaber. Ha, says you. Ata omre bin na'ara v'hi arusa inu ela afilu nesu'a. Tamud lomar, isha she'inaf et eshet rayu mot yumat, hanu elf v'hanu afet. Now, this on the surface would include all no'ef v'no'afet. To akolo yubechwal no'ef v'no'afet. One case is obviously different, which is bat Yisrael b'skila. Therefore, the bat kohen, which is b'srifa, is the same case. Ma'akisho tia katov et bat Yisrael b'skila. It references an arusa, not an asua. Av kisho tia katov bat kohen b'srifa. It references an arusa, but an asua. And zomameha and Boala are included in Vasitam lo kasher zamam lasot la'achiv velo la'achoto. Boala? What in the world are you talking about? Lo kasher zamam ikat Boala. Ela, I mean, zomameha bichlal mitat Boala. Mishum shenema vasitam lo kasher zamam lasot la'achiv velo la'achoto. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Achat Arusa, Achat Nesua, Yatzat Lesreifa, like Rabbi Shimon. Yochel Afilu Pnuya. Well, says Avia here. Says Avia by the Bat Yisrael. Mala Alan Znut, Imzikat Abal. Afkan Znut, Imzikat Abal. Amel Rabbi Shmuel, what's the Zikat Abal jazz? Imala Alan, it's a Narava Yarusa. Afkan Narava Yarusa. Amale Rabbi Akiva Yishmalachi. I'm actually darshnik bat ubat ani doresh. Omar le, well, that's very interesting. If you want to use bat ubat lavieta nesua, then be honest about it and be mevieta pnuya. Let's see if you have the guts to go burning anybody who's had a little relationship here. V'imash mal otzieta pnuya, so then otzieta nesua. Rabbi Akiva, ahani gzera shavlamute pnuya, ahani batu batu rabot nesua. Rabbi Shmuel thought that what Rabbi Akiva was saying is since he told him batu bat ani doresh, apparently he didn't really hold of the gzera shava. And Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with batu bat my darish ben? Mi bai le lekiretani avuye de Shmuel berbabi. Lefishamatzino shechalaka katuv bizecharim, bein temimim lava alei mumim. Yocho nachalok bimnotehen, Talmud Lamar bat ubat. Rabbi Akiva says, what do I need a pasuk for that? Mehem veheim makrivim v'ahoyu kodesh. We learn that out from Rabbi Yishmael. Imeahi avaminan meniinu. The males who are going to be bringing the korbanot. Avo benotehem lo. Kamashmola. V'Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with the words of Taviyahi Michalelot, which has no technical relevance at all? My darish ben, mi boile lekide tanya, hayar Rabbi Meir omer, ma talmud lomar et avia hi mechalelet, shima yu noagim bo kodesh, noagim bo chol, noagim bo kavod, noagim bo bizayon, omrim arur shezo yalad, arur shezo gidel, arur sheyatsa zo michalatzav, omre vashi kaman karina rishia bar rishia, even though it happens to be a rishia bar tzadika, come on, ki hai tana. Zum mitzvat haniskalim. My tana, the tari, zum mitzvat haniskalim. Ah, mishib the tana, in the previous parak, nikbar adin. Motzino tole saklon. Beit askila yagavosh te komot, etc., etc. I did a gabay the bitne, mitzvat hanisrafim. Toninami, zu up until this point, was mitzvat haniskalim. Bing, bing, bing.